Wish Come True by Eileen Googe. Read by Christine Marshall.
Be careful what you wish for. Chinese proverb. Just as she was stepping into the carriage, the good fairy said, Mind, whatever you do, don't be later than 12, and warned her that if she did not leave in time, her carriage would turn back into a pumpkin, her horses to mice, her coachman to a rat, her footman to lizards, and her dress to rags. Cinderella, McLaughlin Brothers, New York, 1897. Chapter 1. Anna Vincenzi had never seen so many reporters. Not even in the days when her sister's every move was gobbled up by millions hungry for the smallest scrap, or in the aftermath of the accident that had left Monica paralyzed from the waist down. They swarmed like insects at the end of the drive, where it emptied onto Old Sorrento Road, jockeying for position, minicams and boom mics poised to strike. Lining the road were interchangeable white panel trucks sprouting satellite dishes and antennae nearly as tall as the surrounding sycamores. A blonde female anchor, decorously holding a microphone to her glossy lips, stood with her back to the hedge in the glare of a handheld reflector while a scruffy-looking cameraman filmed her stand-up. For a disoriented instant, as the patrol car bumped its way down the potholed drive amid a boiling cloud of dust, Anna felt as though she were watching it all on TV. Then someone shouted, "It's her!" and all hell broke loose. Panic sluiced through her in an icy wave as bodies surged around the car, slowing it to a crawl.